דף נ"ז עמוד בייס, נ"ז עמוד א', let us just go quickly over again the Gemara. Ki osa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore, Machloikis betchile, Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the only way you can be poiches from the ksuba is with a ksiva sheva. And Rabbi Yossi said that a tnai also helps. This whole machloikis is only betchile. Avul besoif ledivrei hakel eina mecheles, but besoif Rabbi Yossi is made to Rabbi Yehuda that you need a sheva. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, bein bazu machloikis, that the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if palpe is sufficient, or you need a sheva, is bein betchile, bein besayf. Omar Rabbi Abo, so Rabbi Abo said, ledidim afarshali minei de Rabbi Yochanan, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that he said as follows, Ta'ano v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi loy palgina na'adodi. We are not choylik one with the other. That by b'tchila dekom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, t'chila schupe. That was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that the machloikis is b'tchila's knisa l'chupe. There's a machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tanai does not help, and Rabbi Yossi holds that Tanai does help. Umay Seif, and that what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, but Lebeseif, everyone is Moide She'ena Mecheles, that means Baal Peh doesn't help, you need a Ksiva Sheiva, Seif Biye, after the Biye, so then Rashi says, Kvar Zochso, so then, Rabbi Yossi is also moide that a mechila baal peh does not help, and we need a ksiva sheva. V'chi kamina ano, and that what I said, that there is a machloikis, bein betchila, bein besayif, bein bezu machloikis, tchilas chupe besayif, chupe di tchilas bia. And that what I said is a machloikis betchila besayif. I'm speaking a different seif. I'm speaking about seif chupe, which is before bia. So bekitzer, according to the first lashon of Rav Dimi, alibe de Rav Abo, so comes out as follows, that there's a machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda mitchilas knisas achupe at seif achupe before the bia. If a tnai baal peh will help, if mechila baal peh will help, and that Rabbi Yossi also will help, and Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't help, you need a ksivas hasheva. But after be'ilem, Rabbi Yossi is also moidem that you need a ksivas hasheva, and mechila baal peh will not help. That was what Rav Dimi said. Ki also Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kapore, Machloikis Lebesayif. The whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, is Lebesayif. Avo betchile, divrei hakel mecheles. Betchile, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that baal peh is sufficient. We do not need a ksiva sheva. Rabbi Yochanan omar bein bezu machloikis. Omar Rabbi Abo. So Rabbi Abo explained this memre of Rovin. Ledidim mefarshali minei de Rabbi Yochanan, da ano v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi loy palginan adodi. There is no machloikis between us. Mai lebesayif, da omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Saif Chuppah. That means, by the end of the Chuppah, before the Be'ile, there's a machlokes. If you need a ksiva shoiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yossi, a tnai will help. Umay, or mechile balper will help. Umay tchile, tchiles chope. But that, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, there is no machloikis, and here Rabbi Yehuda is moide to Rabbi Yossi. That means, betchilas knisa lochupe, Rabbi Yehuda holds that atnai will help. Atnai balper will help, and for some reason, we don't say also chizik ledevreim yoisa mishal toirim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Betchilas knisa lechupe, everyone is moide. Balper will help. The machloikis is b'seif knisa lechupe. Chikamina ano, and that what I said, bein bezu machloikis. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan said? Tchilas bia b'seif bia, and I said." That's Rabbi Yochanan, that Bein Bezu, that's what I said, Bein Betchila, Bein Besoif, means Tchilas Bia, that means Seif Chupe. There's a Machloikis, Besoif Bia. And also after the Bia, there's also a Machloikis. Rabbi Yossi holds a Mechila Balper will help, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Sai, Besoif Chupe. And about the gewiss after bia, you need a ksiva shoiva. But betchilas chupe, everyone holds palpe is good. So it comes out, according to Rovin, Rabbi Yehuda is moide to Rabbi Yossi, betchilas chupe. Comes out, according to Rav Dimi, that Rabbi Yossi is moide to Rabbi Yehuda after bia. Now this, but that's a machloikis in this haystis. That each one says in one case, one is moide, but the other amoire disagrees with this. Is Rovin says the only haydoy is Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yossi betchilas chupe. After bia, there's a machloikis Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rovin said, and Rav Dimi said. That mitchilas chupa at soif chupa, there's the machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda was not moide betchilas chupa. And after bia, everyone is moide that you need, Rabbi Yossi is moide to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have here a machloikis, Rovin and Rav Dimi. And the way Rabbi Bo said, there is no machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's Tachsimu up to yesterday. Omar Rav Pope. So now Rav Pope said as follows. He loved the Omar Rabbi Abo. If Rabbi Bo, that means we are faced, let us forget about Rabbi Bo for 1 minute. We are faced with a member of Rovin, a member of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, "Besayf, there's no machloikis according to Bishu ben Levi." Rovin said, "Betchila, there's no machloikis according to Bishu ben Levi." And then we have this member of Rabbi Yechonim and Bezum Bezum machloikis. So Rav Pope said, "Ilav da Omar Rabbi Abo l'didi meforshel minei da Rabbi Yochanan da nova Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi loy palginin hadodi." If it wouldn't been from Rav Abo, but we'd be faced with these two members, not knowing who is choylik on who. Hava amina, I would have said. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pligi. So I would have said that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are chaylik. רבדימי ורובן לא יפליגי. מי סויף דקומה רובה סויף חופה, ומי תחילה דקומה רבדימי תחילס ביה. Now let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Popa. Ilav di Omar. Ano, that means Rav Abbo said he heard from Rav Yochanan, so there's nothing what to talk about. But, Ilav di Omar, if Rav Abbo would not have related this, Ano loy have nichali lefrushi milsayu hochi. I wouldn't explain this whole Shakla Vitalia like this, that what the Rabbi Yochim Rabbi Yeshua loy live legu, that Rabbi Yochim Yeshua are not choylik, the Rabdimi the Rove Niflegu, and it comes out according to Rav Abbo, there's a machloikis between Rabdimi and Rovin with Rabbi Yeshua. I wouldn't have said this. Elohoche havamin. I would have said as follows. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pligi. I would have said that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Da'hi soif dekoma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi divrei hakel einem mechelas. Rabdimi said that Rabdimi brought down that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said lebesoif everyone holds einem mechelas. Also Rabbi Yochanan lemeima af bezu machlokes. I would say that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And I also would say the Ravdimi veRovin loipligi. But Ravdimi and Rovim are not chaylik, but Rabbi Yeshua. Well, now Rashi is going to explain. V'hochi have mafrishne l'Ravdimi omar Rabbi Yeshua. Now this is how I would have said pshat. Machloikes betchiles biyem. The machloikes is, this is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. The machloikis is betchilas biya dehi soif chupe. Tchilas biya means before biya. The machloikis, if you need a ksive shoive or mechila alpe is enough, that's tafke by soif chupe. Avo besoif biya, but after the bila divrei hakol einem mechelas, you need a shoive. That is what Rabdimi said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Rabbi Yochanan poligalei. And Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on this. Tafilu besoif biye nami pligi. That besoif biye, there's also machloikis. What's the chesoron of soif biye? According Rabbi Yehuda holds, that also chizikul devrayim, atnai doesn't help, mechile balpe doesn't help, you have to make a shoiva. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi does not hold of this chizikul devrayim. So memele, atnai will help, mechile balpe will help, just like mechile balpe helps by all chayvis. That is how I would have said pshat in the memra of Ravdimi. That after Biyah there's no machloikis, everyone holds in Yeshiva, and that's what the Bishu Belevi said al kaponim, and before Biyah there's the machloikis. V'chi osa rovin omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said machloikis besoif chupe v'hitchilas biye. The koma nami Ravdimi. That means Rovin is saying the exact same thing that Ravdimi said. Ravdimi called Saif Chuppe Tchile, because that's called Tchile's Biye, that's before the Biye. And Rabin called it Saif Chuppe. Avo Betchilas Chuppe, Devrei Hakel Moicheles. So it would come out, I would say, that Rovin and Rav Dimi agree. There's no machlokes between them. And midivrei shneyem lomadnu, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying, that tchilas chupe, everyone is moide, that balpeh helps mechile, atnai. After bia, everyone is moide, that you need a ksiva shiva, and the machlokes is by seif chuppe. That is how I would have said pshat. Avol hashte, but now the porish Rabbi Abo l'darabdimi, but now Rabbi Abo said pshat l'darabdimi. The Bein Rabbi Yochanan, or Bein Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pligi Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda b'tchilas chupa u'b'seif chupa. He said that Rav Dimi, Rav Abo said pshat, that there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they both agree that is a machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda betchilas chupa besoiv chupa al kochoch plige de Rovin ad Rav Dimi. So then the zicha machlokes between Rovin and Rav Dimi, because Rovin said betchilas chupa everyone is moide. That means Rabbi Yehuda is moide to Rabbi Yosi, that mechila bar peh helps. Do omar Rovin betchilas chupa divrei hakol mechelas. The way Rav Abo set up and explained the memories of Rav Dimi and Rovin, so al kochoch there's a machlokes between Rovin and Rav Dimi. But he was Isa Sholem Bimraimov, he said there was no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rav Papa said, I would have said it differently. Fine. So now let's go back to the Gemara. So, Maika Mashmalon. So what is Rav Papa telling us? I mean, if it wouldn't have been for Rav Abo, I would have said differently. So what is he telling me over here, Rav Papa? Haka Mashmalon. This is what he's telling us. The Peligi, Trei amayroi ataime denavshoi, loi pligi trei amayroi alibe dechad amayre. That it is preferable to say that two amayroim are chaylik misvore, then to say that there's a machloikis amayroim, what one amayre said. And let's just explain Eisenbeinik, and then we'll see Innebeinik. That means that Rapope is saying as follows. Rapope is saying, if there is a machloikis Rab Yochanan, let's go according to Rav Dimi. According to Rav Dimi said, Besoif, Besoif means after Biyah. Betchila means before Biyah. That the Machlokes is before Biyah, after Biyah, everyone holds that you need a Shoiva. That's what Rabbi Shuman Levi said. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, after Biyah, Rabbi Yosi holds you do not need a Shoiva. So what is pshat in this machloikis? So it's a matter of opinion. What Rabbi Yosi holds? Is Rabbi Yosi moide to Rabbi Yehuda after bia? This is for kiven shekvar zochso. So therefore you need a ksiva shaver. That's what Rabbi Shuben Levi holds. Rabbi Yochanan is entitled to his opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Yossi is not moide to Rabbi Yehuda. And after B also he holds Mechila Baal Peh will help. So this machloikis is a machloikis in opinion. And we'll see in Rashi, and if there's a machloikis, what Rabbi Yossi help? He's saying one svara, he's saying another svara. Then there's a b'china b'zuvah so divrei l'kim chayim. Each one is saying a svara l'fi daitai. But if I say there's a machloikis, Ravin in Ravdimi, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that already is a machloikis, already one heard well, and one made a mistake. It's not proper to create such a machloikis between Amiroim. It's better to say there's a machloikis in Svare, v'zu v'zu divri l'kim chayim, then to say that there's a machloikis that one misinterpreted, he didn't understand what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. That's what Rav Popper said. So therefore, if he would be given the opportunity to explain this Shaklavataya, he would have said preferably that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and not a machloikis between Rav and Rav Dimi. Now let us see Rashi in the beginning. Hokamash Malam. My kamash malon, behold the omer ilav the kama rababo. If rababo wouldn't have said, but ha omer rababo, rababo did say. Rababo said he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So what is Rav Popper saying? But if rababo wouldn't have said it, I would have said differently. But my nafkamine. The Iule Boilef Lugielei, he's not being Chaylik and Rababo. So, Lamai Ilchis Hashmin and Dile Omra Raboy, Avenechele Ledidele Frushi bin Yenacha. So what is Rav Popper coming to tell us that if Rababo would not have heard for Rav Yochanan, I would have said differently. Lamai Nafkemine, but Rababo did hear from Rav Yochanan. So what are you telling us? The Gemara Hakamash Malon. No, Rav Popper is telling us a yesoid how to explain machloikesin. Hakamash Malon. The heiche the ashkechen ameiroi the pligi adodi. Kol chad alibe de nafshe. You have a machloikes. Each one is saying his own opinion. Utrei ameiroi achrini de pligi beplukte da hanach ameiroi. And there's two Amiroim which are explaining this machloikis. Ve'islon lefrushi milsa betleidishni. We could explain this in two ways. Chodeminayu, one way to explain this would be, we would say, mifligi trei Amiroi alibidinavshayu. That means we could say, these two Amiroim, these two Amiroim, let's get down, let's not speak so abstract, as we'll soon see that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are chaylik alibe de nafshay. I mean, each one has his own opinion. Shekol echod oimer svore shaloi. Each one is saying what he holds. Kigain. Now Rashi starts speaking. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua. That each one has his own opinion. Ve'inoch trei Amiroin, and the other two Amiroin, that means Ravin and Ravdimi, alibidechad, loy miflegi, that I would say there's no machloikis between them. Ela omri chodemilsa, I would say both of them are saying the same thing. Maybe that what he says, machloikis betchil, machloikis besayf, the tchil and saif have different translations, but they're saying the same thing. Laimiflegi, so these two are not chaylik. Ela omri chad milse. Vechode min lishne miflegi treya meiroi alibi dechat. They're saying one thing. V'chode min lishne miflegi trei meroi erlibe dechat. Kegoin ravdimi v'rovin. U'mashvi milse de trei meroi chodo milse. Now, if there's another way to say pshat, v'chode, you have another way. Rashi says there's two ways how you could explain it. Islan lefrushi milse betrei lishne. You could explain in two ways. Lishne chode. And then, that's one way you could explain it. V'chode min lishne. Another way you could explain this whole shakla v'taye. By saying, miflegi trei ameroi alibe dechad. It is a machlekes rovin and rabdimi. Kegoin rabdimi v'rovin. U'mashvi milse de trei meroi kamoi chode milse. And to say Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuman Levi hold the same. Shavkina, so Rapope said, Shavkina nahi lishna da miflugi trei meroi libe dechad. So I would leave this loshen to say there's a machlokes rovin rabdimin, the naktimin ahi the miflugi trei meroi libe dechad. And I would preferably say that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi are chaylik. Why is one preferable over the other? That means in whatever you're doing, you're saying the Loshen is lav davke. So what's the chilek if I say the Loshen of the Trei Meiroi is lav davke, or the Loshen of Rav Dimi and Rovin is lav davke? So Rashi explains, Tachi pligi trei alibe dechat. If there is a machloikis between Rovin and Avdimi, Maroma Hocha Ome Ploini, Umaroma Hochi Ome Ploini, you have a machloikis between Rovin and Avdimi, what Rabbi Shimon Levi said is Chad Minayim Meshaker. So one of these Amaroim is saying Sheker, which is something I would never want to say. Why should I say this? Avol ki pligi treya meiroi bedin. But if there's a machloikis, for example, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's a machloikis bedin, oi besevehetta, kol chad oma ochi mistava taime. He says it's mistava, there is no machloikis in this case. He says mistava, there's a machloikis. Ein kan sheker, there's no sheker. Kol chad v'chad svora di dei koma. Each one is saying his opinion. Mar yoiv taima la teira, mar yoiv taima li sura, mar medami milsa la milsa hochi, mar medami le binyon echine. Each one, v'ika la meima eilu v'eilu divrei l'kim chai. So meila, in this way, could say that not that one is saying sheker, no, each one is divrei l'kim chai. Zimnen de shaychai time, zimnen de shaychai time, shatame sabach levishin yadvorim bishini muet. Now let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says the same thing. Taisvis says, v'loi pligi trei gavre alibe dechad gavre. Rapope says, I do not want to say that is a machloikis rovin in ravdimi, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Ve'im taima, so Taisvis says, you also have a machloikis. What one Tana holds? What's the difference? It's also a machloikis. It's a machloikis where you're saying what Rabbi Yossi holds, what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Taisus says the same lomdus. That's no problem. The besvore the pligi. Each one is saying his own svore. But there's no toas on what they heard, what they were mekabel. Avoli pligi rovin veravdimi bedivrei Rabbi Yochanan Shua ben Levi shezel imekachoma bezel makachoma ech meyem to bishmuosai. So therefore, we don't say such a pshat. Sagt der Mischne weiter. Neisnin lebsula schneim osa chöydisch mishatova habal lefarnois es atzma. That means that they made Eresen. Now the Baal comes over to the Psula and he says he wants to get married. He wants to make Nisuin. So she says, wait, I need time for that. So when he's Teveya her for Nisuin, she can delay the Nisuin 12 months. Lefarnei says atzmo. What does Rashi say? Noisni lepsula zman leknisosa lechupe. V'yoyim shetova haba la'acha shekitsho. The day that the Baal was to weigh her after the Kedushin, lazira aliske chupe, he comes to now, listen, we're in Oros Varusa now, I want to talk about chupe. So she can say she needs time. Lahochin tachshitel. Lefarneis atzmo betachshitim. Uchesheim shen noisnim leisha. Just like if he was teveya nesuyim. So she can say, you have to give me time. I have to prepare. And is kach noisnim leish lefarnei says atzma. So that if she is tevei and the suin, so you give him zman lefarnei says atzma. What does Rashi say lefarnei says atzma? Betzorchei sude vechupe. Tzorchei sude vechupe. Now, agav uche, there's a very interesting machlokes. This zman that we give leish also. This man we give leish, we give leish. So the Ritva says as follows. Yesh pirshu chishem shenoisnim shenoisnin shenoisei es apsule noisnin lo yud beis chaydish. He's getting married to apsula. This is not it's apsula. So mamele the tzolchei sude and the chupe is apsula the kechasene. So memele, it takes 12 months. Vafilu hu almain. If he's an almain, but you have to look. That's the chesheim. Just like she needs 12 months because she's a psula, so he needs 12 months to prepare for her. Vanoisei es almon and nois nimloi lamidyoim. Vafilu hu bochel. So the chesheim is very good. They says that just like a psula needs a lot of zman for preparation, and almone does not need so much zman. So for him to prepare for her, it also matters who he's marrying. It doesn't matter who he is, but he has to make a chasana that will be masim to what she is. So mamela, if she's a psula, he has to prepare 12 months. If she's an almon, he has to prepare 30 days. V'chein kosa barambam zal. Avol yeshe pirshu, the other way around, that she'im hu bochol, noisem lo yud beis chaydish, v'afilu noisei almoneh. Beim hu almain shloishim yom efele naisei psule v'hochi isa b'Yerushalmi. So this is the second pshat in the Mishnah. That means the chesheim is just like there's a difference if she's a psule or almona. There's a difference if he's a bocha or an almon. B'tzolchei sude v'chupe. Really, we have to understand. Tzolchei sude is without refrigeration, 12 months to prepare, I mean, it's tzolche suda, I mean, it's more than the bare food necessities. Some tzolche suda, basically, there's a lot of raw materials that were needed in for the tzolche suda, which took 12 months to prepare. The chuppah, maybe the chuppah was, we mentioned from the Shita Mekubetzes, the chuppah was a mokim, it was a base chasnus, I mean, it was a whole mokim that was meyuchid, lesude, and ike, yeshivas chasam vekala, shama the bila was there, it was a whole, so it could be this took a lot of zman to put together. She has already from before. That's the Mishnah. He gives man, zuk the Mishnah weiter. He gives man v'loy nisu. This man came, they asked for a 12-month delay. This man came, v'loy nisu, and we'll see here the Mishnah means, mitzad, let's say, pshiyas habal, is oichlois mishaloi, but now it's man nisuin already, so now, dinei nisuin machal. Oichlois mishaloi is mechuyiv to give a mezainis, v'oichlois petrume, and if she is abas yisroel lekoyim, she eats trume. And the Ritva says Aloshin Shechayiv Bimzaynei Seo Buadim Biksuso Parnasosa Kilo Nichnas Alochupe. That means the chupe, we delayed the chupe, it's finished, it should have been today. You were ma'akev in making the chuppah, but the obligations of nisuin nachal already on you. V'hu gam kein zeiche b'mitziyosa ma'isi yodeo. That means all the protei alochis of nisuin is already al kaponim, and these in yonim is chal already. This is, we're up to chuppah already. The chuppah should have been already. And if she's a bas yisrael, a kain she eats trume. Let us see Rashi. V'loy nisu shehabaylim ma'akvin. He was unable to make the chuppah. Why did the tana reishi b'diti? Tana seif anami b'diti. But really, it's just a v'loy nosu that he didn't marry her, not v'loy nisu. Yeah. So now she starts eating truma. That means really, she should have eaten truma, she's permitted to eat truma min ha-teira after the eres. The rabbonon gozur ad hashto till ha-gozman. But if ha-gozman already, no more gzeres, and she eats truma. Now the shaila is in the oifen that he's mazen of, he gives her truma. Rabbi Tarfon oima noisnin lo hakel truma. He gives her, he can give her everything truma, which is a taiva for him. And for her, it's a big difficulty. That means if he gives her, that means he has an abundance of trume, he's a kohen, and she's allowed to eat trume. So he gives her trume. So that means each month he has to give her a certain X amount of pounds of flour. So he gives her trume flour. Now, she has a big problem that she becomes tame each month, and she can't eat trume each month. So there's a tzetel written on the pound of flour that when you are tamei, make sure don't be mitama the flour, go and sell it, and you'll buy chulin flour. That's the directions when she gets the monthly order. So that's what it says on the, this is trume, and if you have any problems, sell it. That is what Rab Tarfon says. Rabbi Kiva Oima machtze chul na machtze trume. No, no, you don't, you give half and half. I mean, this is going to be tame also during the month. So memele it's machtze chul na machtze trume. What does Rashi say? Noisne lo hakeo trume im yirtze, shegiyo yimei tumosa, tim kerena, then she'll sell it. V'tikach chulin, and she'll purchase chulin. And Rabbi Kiva says, machtze chulin lechel bimei tumosa. Zog the Mishnah weiter, hayovom einei machel betrume, hayovom, if she's a shem meres, yovom, that means she's falling liyibum, he's a koyim. So he can be machel or betrume. Also so shisha chadoshim bifnei habal. 6 months it was by her husband, by the oros after tavu alinose. Bishisha chadoshim bifnei hayovom. And now 6 months pass by that she's a skukeli yovom. Or she was 12 months minus a day by the Baal, and one day she zokuk the Yovam, or the other way around, a kula bifnei ha-Yovam, chosa yoymecha bifnei ha-Baal, einay cheles betrume. She doesn't eat trume. And let us see Rashi. Hayovom einei machel betrume ba'oideh shemeres yovom. V'tayme yalav bigmore why hayovom is not machel betrume. Also so shisha chadoshim bifnei habal mehanech shneim also chodesh akvuyim lo mishetov habal. From the 12 months that she has from the tree of the Baal, oh yeah, fill the kulam bifnei habal, ve'echa bifnei hayovim. Av al gav, the rub bifnei habal, save lehen ischayev bimzayna yisrael b'chayev. What do I hear from this that there were 12 months minus a day by the Baal, but lemaisi never became b'chuyev bimzayna yisrael. For who Adina Rashi says, I'll tell you a bigger secret. Im nischayev bechayev, afilu she, it was 13 months after the tviyah. And he was mechayev to give her mezainis, and she ate trumah. But she'll stop eating now as soon as he dies. Le'och le'mishemes, the kinyan habal pokev. Now she's not married to him anymore. Aladim kulam bifnei habal avoch lamia bechayev. But that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, such a case, because the Mishnah wants to say that she never ate if it was 13 months by the Baal, so she started eating tum already. Kulam bifnei hayovim bigmora porich alo lamai tanya. Period. Now, zok the Mishnah vaita, this halacha that it said in the Mishnah, that after Hagos Man, it's Oichlas Petrume, Zum Mishneh Rishayne. This is the sheet of the Mishneh Rishayne. Bezdin Shalachreyen Amru, but Bezdin Shalachreyen, the Bezdin said afterwards, Eine Ishe Oichlas Petrume, Achetikonis Lachupim. After Hagos Man, she does not eat Tumme. Ein isha echeles, taime, meforish, bigmore. Zog the Gemore, menohani mili. How do we know? This is an asmachte. Really, the cheshbin is, that we give her 12 months as a practical cheshbin, that Chazal were Meshaya, that 12 months would be sufficient time for her to prepare, for him to prepare. But Manan, immediately, where is there an asmachta, the Torah, that a year's time is as man, that's enough for preparation. Omar Avchizda di Omar Krov Yema Acher Ve'imo, that Lavon and the Aim Rivka said, Teishev Hanara Itonu Yomim Oyoso. They said Eliezer wanted to take her back, and they said, no, let her be with us Yomim Oyoso. My Yomim. Ileima Tre Yomi, if you'll say means 2 days, Mishtoi Inishochi Omrele Tre Yomi. Let her be with her 2 days. No, I won't wait 2 days. Okay, you won't wait 2 days. Well, maybe you'll wait 10 days. That's not a bargaining time. Elo mayomim shonim. Yomim means a year. Tersiv yomim tiyagulosai. So not a year, 10 months at least. Frag the Gemara ve'im achaydish. Maybe yomim means a month. Tachsiv ad chaydish yomim. And if not a month, let it be 10 days. Omri, so they, Gemara answered, donim yomim stam mi yomim stam. Vein donim yomim stam mi yomim shenemo bem chaydish. This is not... This chaydish yomim. Chaydish yomim means taka a month, but yomim stam means a year. Zogt Rashi, ve'eimo ma yomim chaydish, va'osir asore yomim. Let us see Taisvis, ve'ein donim yomim stam yomim shnema bem chaydish. For the Shinim Bishili Achilitz Yerach Shloishim Yomim Shloish. There doesn't say Chaydish Yomim. The Yom Ahosim Yomim Shneimos Chaydish Mishum Dersiv Eitzel Yerach Yerach. So my mail there it means also a month. Omar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said, Tane, we learned, Ktano, Bein hi, u bein avio, yecholim la'akev. That means, let us say, the father made Erison, and now the husband is coming, tavu ali, now let us see Rashi, yecholim la'akev alinose, atche tigodu, mimre de venafke, timreit bebailo, Shleituch al-Lisbel, she won't be able to be civil married life. Viteitzi v'tovi alayat shetagdil. V'nimtzeisi tzorich letachshitim acherim. My shvogel was moiretz, apsamodnezach. That means, if we are not too optimistic on the success of the marriage at the present time, and we want to push it off, so the only legitimate reason that it seems with tithing, listen, it will go sour, so we'll have to buy tachshitim again. That's the only thing. That's the only problem. I mean, that we'll have to buy tachshitim again. There's other problems. Now you have a grusha in your house, and now you have to look for a second rate zivig for, I mean, the Gemara is only bothered, his time is, listen, it's gonna cost money. Oh, money, I hear. No, this is already tachshitim. No, I hear you coming with a time there. Money speaks, but it's very interesting that's the only time that is accepted over here. Zot the Gemara weiter. Let's see Taisus before we go further. Ihi neichelo via mein afkalei mina. Mashme, so it seems from the Gemara, kim doi nafka lei mino, if he wouldn't have a good teretz, havi meride. So that's a meride. Upeichsin miksubosa. That means that, then, and so therefore, the, if it's not nafkamina tim, it's peichsin miksubosa. If he doesn't want, nikne saktane b'ksubosa, he ma posha. V'eshloim davel lo lemeima yigarsheno b'loi ksube. L'chayre, I would say that let him give a get without a ksube, shrei ksubosa lo'ov. Fakat, she's not getting the ksube sai v'sai. So if he doesn't want, he's preventing the nisuin. So lemaisi yegarsheno b'loi ksube. So he doesn't have a legitimate taina. Yeah. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Abba Balevi ein Poiskin alaktano l'asiyo kshehiktano. You cannot be poisek alaktane l'asiyo kshehiktane. That means you don't make a shidduch, we'll see in Rashi. Alaktana lasik shiktana, that means to be kevei azman chasna bekatnuso. Avopoiskim alaktana lasiok shihigdoilo. But, we can be mishadacha now that when she'll become a gdoilo, we can make a shidduch now. So the Gemara asks pshite, what are you telling me? Moses mal de tema leches dulme ma'ile pachta ma'hashta v'cholsho. The Gemara very well understood then that a person can get sick from fear. So that means she's a ktane, and if we'll be mishadacha now that she'll... I'm just making shidduchim for later. So it could be this fear of married life in such a young age could make her sick. So you don't talk about marriage till she becomes a gedola. Kamash malon, we're not chayish, and that is permissible. Now let us see Rashi. This is difficult for her. Avo peiskin vidavke beloy kedushin. So Rashi says over here, and as we mentioned before, the Ritva says this, peiskim lasiya shigdoila means without kedushin. We make shiduchim. Avo kedushin bektanis loy ache tigodil v'toyme b'ploini anirayt. So that means, we have to understand that Maram Shif explains, there's a gemara in kedushin, the second perik, that says that one should not marry also to be mekadosh ektana till she becomes a gdoil and say b'zani reitz. That's a mikar adin, the father can do it, but he shouldn't do it. So Rashi is saying, that means, so the Maram Shiv explains like this, like before we had a Gemara, if she was an Arut, before we had a Shaila, if the husband wants to make Nisuin, and we're claiming she a Meredes, she's not a Meredes, he's, so she got married, Bekatnusa. So before talking about that, the father did an Abla, he married her off, Bekatnusa. He wasn't Mekayim, the Gemara in Kedushin, the second peg that says that a person should not marry off his daughter when she's a ktana. But here we're speaking about what one should do, so we're speaking about molech atchiladik, so So here Rashi says, V'davke b'loi kedushin. He's speaking about one should do. One should not make kedushin as yet, because av kedushin mekatnas loy at shetigdol. V'tayma b'ploini ani reitze. Yeah. So, but it's talking about Shidduchim. Zog the Gemara weiter. This is also a very interesting Gemara to understand. Omar Rav Huna, Bogra Yom Echad. If she became a Bogras, and we'll see something very interesting, Bizman Chazal, it seems if she's a Bogras, she's 12 and a half, and she's not married, that's called an old maid already. I mean, that's pretty bleak already. 12 and a half and not married. Is, we'll see. So, Bogra Yom Echad V'Niskatcho. And now she got married the day after she became a Bogres. She got married. Baruch Hashem. Noisnim Lo Shloishim Yom Ka'almonim. We give her 30 days like an almana. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Neishmo Shloishim Yem Kamone, Mishas Eresen, that means from the day she got married, we give her 30 days. Shekivin Shebogrohi, she saw already that she's getting old and Metoknetonkan Sheduchim, Mechino Tachshitem Koidem Bagris. So she prepares tachshitim before bagrish. Ain the roitz alisha say that means a kaponim when she'll find a shidduch. He shouldn't have to. How long is she gonna wait already? Shame shemaim. So memela she waited long enough. It's already. So memela. That's one mahalach. There's a very interesting other mahalach. The Ritva says something which is mamish unbelievable. The Ritva says that what Rav Huna says the Kivin Shebogro Kaidem Kedushin. Since she's already a boigris before the kedushin, so I mean she's getting married, an old maid already. Nasis kibu'ula. V'dayla b'tachshitim kizman almod. What does she need already? She's a chmein, this is shein, an alta yidin already. That was Rav Huna's svara, pillei ployim. She's first getting married after Bogres, so this is already, this you don't have to make a fancy chasna already. This is like an amonetak. It's a different type of a chasna. And Rashi says that Vaket, she prepared in between already. That's what Rashi says. We'll see more or less in Taisvus also. Omar Rav Huna, Bogra Yom Echad, she became a Bogres, V'Niskatcho, and now she got married afterwards, Noisna Lo Shloishim Yom Kalmone. Then she only has 30 days, there's no inyan of 12 months. Meisvei, fek the Gemara, Bogra Rehi Ketavua. When she's a Bogres, it's a Keilu, there was a Tvili Nos already. My love Kitvua de Psula. Tvua is so, but you give her 12 months, like Kitvua Dalmone. Zogt Rashi, Kitvua Keilu Tova Lohochin Atmal in the Suda. Means as soon as she's a Bogres, you don't need a Tvia anymore. We start counting the days already. She got mad out of Bogres, out of Tvua. The Gemara says, no, the Psula, Shneimos, Sachaydish, Mishas, and the Gemara said, the Psula, Shneimos, Sachaydish, Mishas, Eiris, and the Gemara says, no, Tvua, if an Almon. Toshma, Boigeres, Shos, or Shneimos, Sachaydish. A Boigeres, that, waited 12 months, Rabbi Leza Oima Oyo Vachayev Bailo Bim Zoyne Seah Yofel. al koponim, so now since he's chaybim zayne sel, so memele, she's like a nesue, she's nederes al daitoi, and so memele, he's mefer belishut for so'ov. Al koponim, you see, that the shir of a boygeris is 12 chadoshim, not the way Rav Huna said. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Eimer boigeres v'shesho aso shnei mosa chaydish. It's two cases. A boigeres, he was all those 30 days. V'shesho aso shnei mosa chaydish, not by a boigeres. Rabbi Lazoi, mohoi ba l'chay l'chay b'mzay nise, yofel. What does Rashi say? Yofel nidorim b'loishet v'zdo. Shemini minei de boigeres, na mei nechay b'mzay nise, at shetisha yud beis chaydish, v'sheshosa, v'chi koma, v'geres l'seif shloishim, v'anare sheshosa, shnei mosa chaydish. Zog te gemore weiter, toshma, ha-ma'ares es ha-besulo, if a person is ma'ares ha-besulo, bein shetovo ha-baal, Vehi ma'akeves, bein shetove hi ubal ma'akev. Noisni lo shnei mosa chaydish mishas tviye. Avoloi mishas eresen. Let me start counting from the tviye. Ubogro hare hi ketvue. By bogres you don't need a new tvil in the suin, already, I mean, it's already time, so a bogro, a reikitvu, keitza, bogro, yoimechot, viniskacho, noisni lo shneim oso chaydish. That means the next day you start a fellow without a tvil already, but, I mean, you have to get, it's late already, she's a bogres, so you don't need a tvil, noisni lo shneim oso chaydish. Ula Russo Shloishim Yoim, which is difficult to understand what this means. Al Koponim Tiyufta, but here it says Bogu Yemecha Niskacha Noisn Loshne Mosa Chaydish. So Tiyufta the Rav Huna Tiyufta. So Rav Huna is upgefragt, we see that a Bogris Heshne Mosa Chaydish. Frag the Gemore Mai Ula Russo Shloishim Yoim. Omar Rav Popa, Hochi Koma. Boigere she'ovro le'oshnei mosa chaydish bebagros v'niskacho, here we do say, that means if she was a boigeres, and 12 months passed, and then she got married, shema shemayim, this is already, she's married, she first got married by 13 and a half, so this is the mamish p'chodim, is noisim lo shloishim yoim kalmon. Here we give a ziche shloishim yoim. This is already, if such a late zman, so here we say somehow Rav Huna svara. Let us see what Rashi says. Bal nam yovulei rabon azim nixam, b'mas nisim l'fanes atzme b'tzol chechupe. Ula arusa shloishim yoim. V'yeish arusa shein noisim lo elo shloishim yoim. Ula kama meforish lo. Noisim lo shloishim yoim mishas eresen. Let us see Tosfos. Bogro yoimechot v'niskacho. V'im toima. Umas nisin diktone demishetovo. So we're saying, the Mishnah the Tani the Mishnah Tova, Noisn la Yud Beis Chaydish. The Mishnah says that after Tviya you give Yud Beis Chaydish. Eichi Mashkachas lo. Given they Noisn la Oilam. So where is there a Cheshbin of 12 months after Tviya? Given they Noisn la Oilam aliyamad yoim bebogris. The Mistama Ayri Mishaniskacha Kshihinara. Mistama, the Mishnah is speaking about that she got married when she was a Nara. I mean, like this, I'll tell you no kasha. It says she got married when she was 5 years old. So what's your problem? But that's not Mistama, right? The Mistama Ayri Mishaniskacha Kshihinara. Kamosha Dechm Neoda. Dosa Lakadish is Bita Ktana. Some Mele. Ve'ein Poiskin Nami Alektana Lasi. So Mistama is speaking about that, that she became an Arusa after Nairis, and you give 12 months. Now, how do you give 12 months if she becomes a Bogus after 6 months? And Rav Huna said, after 6 months already, you don't... Vieshloima. So Taisa says something very interesting. Davke be Bogus. She was first a boger. She got married late. If she became a boger before the Kiddushin, Ein lo yud beis chodesh, the mistome ichina kol tachshiter. Shim yimtzo lo bal yekol muchan. That means it's very late already, and she didn't get married yet. So al kapone, but when she gets married, she should be prepared already to make nisuin right away. So then she prepares before. The mistamechina kol tachshite shimtzo lo bal yekol muchan. Avon niskatsha koydem bagres. But if she became mekodesh before bagres, Eino makpedes shekvahi mekadesh. She's not a problem. She's not an old maid already. So she's married already. So now we have time. We mentioned before the Ritva. The Ritva says, "Mikomak madaya dova teima. Heicha chosro mimenu kol kach shafile tochin atzma kechola nairos ein la lashisha chadoshim." By a bogres, we say, if she got married by a bogres, you give her 1 month. And if she got married by Nas, give her 12 months. I mean, how do you make such a jump? The Yeshloimer, the Yoiser, he mechino la atzmo, be yoimechod, mimashe tochne de tvis habal bisman merube. That means if she's motivated to get married, and what she can do in 1 day, the Tavuli knows she's the other way around. He wants to get married now. She has time. She's married. She is a chosen and finished and some mele. So then things go geschlept. So 1 day bezrizis is more than 12 months. My love ketavu de psula. Lemotzo shnuye en kedvu de besulo ubishekicho va'ache kach bogro. Maybe it's talking about dachak vod pshitalei does lahav a bogro kedvu. That means like this, that whole aloche, that a bogre says it didn't like a tevua linose, that's after if she got married late. So then it's kilo, it's tevua linose, like this, because there's not too much time left. Ben atamavosh, the stam, hai lishne, the bogre mashmesh, and iskatshe be bogo, voloi koide. Tiyufte, the ravuna tiyufte, taimen. The hochi koi betyufte, the gmorish logs up rafuna, bepeg nara morosa, os yisugi stoma de shas kevose. The koma al milse de rabbi lezer, ahi de boigre sheshos yud beis chodish, the maisilel, on that mishneh, boigres belamed yoim sagi, eime boigres sheshoso. So the gmore says it's been two cases, boigres sheshoso, behindu ke rafuna. And here the Gemara slugged up of him. V'nir lefosh tochi kama. Boigres pelam v'yoyim sagi v'heichi k'toni v'mas nisen. Boigres shes shoso shneim oso chodesh. The mashma de boigres loy sagi lo bishum inyim b'loy shneim oso chodesh. That means that boigres always needs 12 months. Pelam v'yoyim sagi. Sometimes a boigres doesn't need 12 months. What happens if you were Mekadish Bogris when she was ready 13 and a half, Bibagris, then Zicha, 1 month is enough. So Memelis, why did it say a Bogris that waited 12 months? It seems every Bogris has to wait 12 months. ומשני תני בויגרש השוס, ובהשטק תוני סתם בויגרש, בהדי נערה, together with a nare, ששוס ששניים עושה חיידש, that you wait 12 months, בהדי אלמוני ששוס השלושה יום. That means a בויגרש משום דייש בויגרש, שדיני כנערה בשניים עושה חיידש, כאין בויגרה ימי אחר דניסקאצ'ה, ויש בויגרש שדיני כאלמוני, כאין עומדיות בייס חיידש בבגרוס וניסקאצ'ה. פעסתי עושי דלוי כרב הונם, בפרש, תסוגי דו הוסום, אין להאריך כאן.